Turn today, if you would, in your Bibles to the book of Romans, chapter 13, verse 7. I do appreciate you that are here and you that are out there that are viewing today through the media. Now, this morning, it's my intent, it's my efforts, my desire to bring a message in honor of those that have fallen. This is Memorial Day weekend, and of course, tomorrow being Memorial Day, I would like to direct my remarks in that direction this morning. Of course, to do so is to do so with somewhat of a grief and somewhat of being disturbed as we think of how our freedom is taken so lightly, and some, I think, are abusing so much today that our country stands for. So you'll understand from time to time when I do bring messages along this line, you can understand that I have a heated passion when it comes to the direction of our country, and like so many of you and others that are out there watching that have served in the military, it is grievous to see how our country is under attack, and I think it's under attack more so right now internally than even externally. And that's certainly a great concern, and so I know that you understand that, and you agree with that, and you can appreciate the mutual sentiment that we all have when it comes to our country. Anytime you have a patriotic time of the year, namely 4th of July or Labor Day or Memorial Day, you just can't help but reflect upon our country and the direction that our country is moving currently. But anyway, I'll make a few comments later on in reference to that. But I want to read right now Romans chapter 13, verse number 7. I'm preaching this morning on the subject Memorial Day honor. Chapter 13 and verse number 7. The Bible says, render therefore to all their dues. Tribute to whom tribute is due. Custom to whom custom. Fear to whom fear, and honor to whom honor. And I'm borrowing the thought from the last part of that verse, honor to honor, honor to whom honor is due. And obviously I'm going to apply that in just a few moments to the honor that is due those that died for our country. And so I'll be taking this and making application. Now we understand that when the Bible was written, this particular verse in its context, it's not necessarily in the context what we would call, quote unquote, a strictly patriotic verse, because it has to do with a citizen responsibility, citizen respect, and so forth. But I do think the application can be made, and that's what I want to do this morning, is to take the word honor and to apply that to mean the honor that is due the memories of those that have died. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father in heaven, this morning we thank you for this day and for the wonderful music that has warmed our hearts. And we thank you today for the blessed privilege, along with the great promise that we have of glory, of heaven. And it does get sweeter as time goes on. And Father in heaven, this morning I do pray for every need that is represented in every life in this service. I do pray today for our country. I pray, Heavenly Father, for an awakening when it comes to national values and things that are critically important. I pray today, Heavenly Father, that you would bless our time together. We are so thankful, so very thankful, for those that died, that we could be in this service today, that we could stand up here and speak freely and have freedom of speech and freedom of religion. And even though these values are under attack, yet today, because of the deaths of those that died on behalf of our country, we still have those privileges. And so, Father, we honor their memories today. Now, bless this service, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to begin this morning where I think is always a proper place to begin when it comes to any message that we preach from God's Word. We begin with the context. We look at Romans chapter 13. We look at verse 7. And the context, as we study it out, it has to do with the Apostle Paul. The thrust of these words that Paul uttered is that of citizen responsibilities. Citizen responsibilities respecting government authorities as well as law and order. These verses do remind us of citizen responsibilities. There should be respect towards those that rule over us. This verse clearly condemns lawlessness and anarchy that is taking place even currently in our own country, in our own culture, that is leaving behind a disgusting trail of destruction and chaos. This verse would condemn anarchy. It would condemn the mob's ruling. It would condemn the lawlessness that we see today in our country that is so destructive and so hurtful. A good citizen will not take law into his or her hands. But when it comes to protesting, we'll protest legally and always exercise reverence and respect. The word is fear. The word fear is used having to do with respect of the men and women, I think also in blue, who are our community protectors. I believe there needs to be a great beefing up of respect for the men and women in blue who are defenders in our communities, in our cities, in our towns. A good citizen is a person who renders honor to those who are worthy of honor. This kind of a citizen will always respect law and order and highly honors and will continue to highly honor the cherished freedoms enjoyed by free citizens within a community and a country. Freedom to good citizens is not a freedom to do wrong, but it's a freedom to do right. And that needs to be seen in the right context. Freedom does not mean that I have any right to run roughshod over the rights of others. It does not mean that I have the right, because I'm an American citizen, to violate the law, to break the law, and to become a criminal in the process. Today, we honor those who paid the ultimate price for our freedom. A man by the name of John McCrae, who was born in November the 30th, 1872. He was a Canadian doctor. And this man served in World War I. And many of us can remember in school, in American literature, we can remember a piece that he wrote in reference to World War I entitled Flanders Field, written in January the 28th, 1918. He said this: "We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, but now we lie in Flanders Field." I believe that Memorial Day is about those that are lying, whose bodies are lying in Flanders Field. It's about those whose bodies are lying in Normandy, the fields of Normandy. It's about those whose bodies lie in Arlington National Cemetery. It's about those whose bodies are lying in all cemeteries across this nation and around the world. It's about those in our own cemetery that died in either World War I, World War II, the Vietnam War, or any other war. Memorial Day is memorial of those that have died for the price of freedom. It's not the same as Veterans Day. Memorial Day is different. I want to address this morning the subject of Memorial Day. I want to begin by saying this. I believe that Memorial Day is a selective honor. It's a day of selective honor. There are memorials today honoring those who died in combat for our freedom. There are many. There are many across our nation. There are some in Europe that honor the deaths of those that died for our freedom. And of course, those that died for the freedoms represented by our allies in various wars. I'm thinking of one such memorial. That memorial's in the form of an airport. And I've referenced this before in preaching. But we think of the airport in Chicago, O'Hara Airport, honored in honor, established, so to speak, in honor of a hero. Butch O'Hare became the Navy's first ace in World War II, the first aviator to win the Congressional Medal of Honor. He was killed in aerial combat at age 29. His hometown would not allow his memory to fade away. So O'Hara Airport in Chicago was named in tribute to the courage of that great man. Butch O'Hara was one of hundreds of thousands of men and women who stood in the gap between freedom and tyranny and have been willing to pay the ultimate price, their own lives, in order that you and I could be free. On Memorial Day, we pay special honor to fallen American heroes that died on battlefields to protect our freedom. The honor we pay on Memorial Day is an honor, however, with a solemn reminder to every American citizen. Memorial Day is more than just about picnics. It should serve as a solemn reminder to all of us today. We must never abuse our freedoms with selfish ambitions which jeopardize the overall safety and security of our community and country. We must soberly celebrate this day. The honor that we pay is not self-centered. It's not egotistical, but rather an honor that respects the contributions of others. And we're especially grateful for all of American fallen heroes who died in order that we might remain citizens in America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. Today, we honor an estimated 646,596 American troops who have died in battle since the Revolutionary War. While Memorial Day is a national holiday which pays honor to the military fallen, I would personally suggest, however, that every citizen should reinforce its respect, its appreciation, and its honor for all of the men and women in blue who died in defense of our cities and in the defense of our communities. And also, too, I think we ought to pay respect for every person that serves in our communities and towns, including firemen, including, of course, as I said, police officers, those who literally risk their lives. Amen. And literally die, that you and I could live in a well-ordered society. I, like many of you today, stand tall, and I salute the memories of the many from our ranks who've fallen. My sister sent me a text this morning and told me that she had visited the gravesite of our mom and dad in Madison Heights, Virginia. And she made a point to also tell me that she had visited the gravesite of an uncle that we had, Uncle Roy, my dad's brother, who was killed in World War II. He was on, his ship was torpedoed by a German U-boat. And that took his life in World War II. So, Memorial Day is memorializing the memories of the fallen. I want to say secondly today, and this is a point that when I think about it, I do become heated around the collar being a military person and being an American like you. I get heated around the collar. Memorial Day, and here's the point I want to make. Memorial Day is a sincere honor. Memorial Day honor must be a sincere honor. Key word, sincere. It honors, here's the point. It honors not only the fallen, but it must honor the cause for which they fail. This is the breakdown. This is the violation. We cannot properly honor the fallen if we dishonor the cause for which they fail. I believe today, and I'll say this very boldly and right from the heart, but I'll say it anyway, it is the epitome of hypocrisy when the phony Looney Tune radicals in Washington attempt to honor the fallen on Memorial Day, yet desecrate the values that the fallen died to protect. I want to puke when I see this radical president of ours take a wreath and lay it on the tomb of the unknown soldier, but yet at the same time, he and his party are desecrating the values that those men died to preserve. The current crop in charge of our government is working feverishly to destroy the very Constitution that they raised their hands and promised to protect. Freedom has been misinterpreted. Freedom to us is not the same as freedom to them. We understand freedom in the context of freedom that we endear, that our country was established to enjoy. We understand freedom from the context of the Constitution. We understand freedom from what our founders developed and devised and set forth with that new republic, constitutional republic, that had been established. We recognize freedom in that context. However, these internal enemies of America have misinterpreted freedom. Freedom to them means different than what it means to us. Freedom to these enemies means freedom from religion. Not of, but from. Freedom from religion. Freedom to these enemies means freedom to disarm, to take away our guns, to put us in the state like some of the countries overseas where we cannot protect ourselves. Freedom to that crowd means freedom to disarm. Freedom to them means freedom to control the populace, to control the people, to bring in a socialist style of government where the people have to become totally dependent upon the government. That's what freedom means to that crowd. Freedom to them means freedom to totally bankrupt our country in the tune of $6 trillion being proposed by this corrupt president, which is in the tune of the same amount that was used to finance World War II. And destroy literally the future of our children and our grandchildren when it comes to the economy. Freedom to that crowd means freedom to remove the history of our country. Freedom to take down the monuments. Freedom to destroy the history books. Freedom to try to do away with the name of Abe Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson. That's what freedom means to that crowd. Freedom to them means freedom to kill our children in the womb. Freedom to destroy human life. And not only that, but the freedom to finance those abortion Holocaust clinics across this country that are destroying precious children in their mother's womb. That's what freedom means to that crowd. Freedom to remove the sovereignty of our country by tearing down the borders. Freedom to let anybody come in everything. Freedom to not have any vetting system. Freedom to let people come in bringing with them their drugs, being coyotes, so to speak. Freedom to destroy sovereign status. Freedom that eventually could get rid of our borders, where we simply fall into sync with the rest of the European nations. That's what freedom means to that crowd now that's leading our government. Freedom to enable a corrupt nation like Iran, that is an avowed enemy of the United States and Israel, freedom to enable that nation. Freedom to control the American people by bribing them with stimulus checks and paying them to stay home and to literally the end result to destroy the workforce. To tear up the economy to destroy the free enterprise system. To put people out of business. To make it so businesses cannot survive. To discontinue the pipeline, for one thing. That's what freedom means to that crowd now in charge of our country. I say again, when it comes to Memorial Day, a person is a hypocrite if we piously and hypocritically give pretense of honoring the memories of the fallen, and yet we desecrate the values for which they fail. Thirdly, this morning, Memorial Day honor is a sober honor. It's a sober honor. It's sober because it honors the fallen, but yet keenly aware of the fragile nature of freedom. It's a sober honor. We honor the fallen this 2021, but yet we do so soberly aware that what we are celebrating, our freedom, is so fragile. We're running the risk of losing it. We're on the brink. America needs to always celebrate cautiously. Isn't it something? Less than 2 years ago, we were enjoying the fruits of governmental leadership putting America first, with our Constitution as a revered standard for our way of life. Today, we are under a Pharaoh who knows not Joseph. We're under someone today who knows not Joseph. And like Israel of old, we now are being subjected to the cruel taskmasters of socialist government control. Their punishment in Egypt was greater than they could bear, because they were under the control of a Pharaoh that knew not Joseph. That's where we are today. We may still survive. I am optimistic. We may still survive if we're able to do two things. Clean up the voter fraud And secondly, for Americans to quit voting socialists in Congress, quit voting socialists in the Senate, and quit putting a president in control who's a socialist. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. And that's how serious it is. We celebrate Memorial Day with our fingers crossed, with a lot of prayer, soberly. Because you think about this, less than 2 years ago, business booming, jobs galore. Of course, there's a lot of jobs now, but people won't work. They've been spoiled to stay home. Jobs galore, respected in the eyes of our enemies abroad, less than 2 years. You know what that shows? We are always, at any given moment, that close to losing our freedom. Sometimes, I don't know whether to weep, grieve, shout, or have a fit of anger. When I think of our country that is full of good people, good-meaning people, people that go to church on Sunday, that are faithful, but yet still are as dumb as a gourd when it comes to voting. I can't figure it out. And somebody sent a email text out, showed a picture of Donald Trump and a sign on front said, "Do you miss me yet?" I'm going to tell you what, I miss him. I don't miss his coarse language. I don't miss his demeanor. I don't miss a lot of things about his personality, but I miss a man that loved America. I miss a man that loved our Constitution. I miss a man that put America first. I miss the man that believed that our military needed to be the greatest and the strongest on the face of this earth. I miss a man like that, that loved my country, that I happened, along with many of you, fought to help to defend it. Yes, that's why today I find it difficult not to be stirred on Memorial Weekend when I see the blatant hypocrisy that's taking place today by those with their long, drawn-out, pious, hypocritical faces acting like they really love the memories of our fallen, and they're desecrating their graves by the disrespect they're having towards what those men and women have died for. That ought to have us all equally as mad. But let me try to loosen up a little bit and calm it down just a little bit and, you know, be a little bit more quote-unquote pastoral. I'll try. Now I get to the point where I know there's absolutely no disagreement on this. Memorial Day is a scriptural honor. I will make that point. It's a scriptural honor. Memorial Day is a scriptural honor. The word memorial. Now it's easy to make the comparison here. Jesus left two ordinances with the local church that are memorial: baptism and the Lord's Supper. Those two ordinances are a memorial of his death, baptism, resurrection. They are memorial. We show forth his death till he comes with the Lord's Supper. Now, so we know this. It is scriptural. Memorial Day is scriptural for the people of God in our understanding of the Bible. We today have, in fact, we memorialize every day. You know, I made a statement here, I think Wednesday night, that every day is Easter Sunday. And you understand why we said that, because we're celebrating his resurrection every day. Every day is Easter Sunday. But you know, every day is Memorial Day. We're memorializing, thinking, reflecting, pondering his death. He died. Now, talking about victory, talking about defeat, talking about a commander, why, you can't get any better than the commander on high, can you? I mean, what did this commander do? Calvary was the greatest battleground that's ever been known, and the commander from on high won through his death, burial, and resurrection victory over the devil, over sin. He scored a victory that no general in any military army has ever been able to match. You know, American generals and leaders, we could talk about George Patton. We could talk about various ones, illustrious generals of our country. And they were used in history to lead troops. And their accomplishments were tremendous, and they were successful as generals. MacArthur, so many more we could mention. But yet, guess what? World War II now is history. We could talk about more recent wars. But those generals, they came on the scene. Our military is grateful for them. And we were able to see victory on battlefields. But nothing matches this general I'm talking about now. Nothing matches what he did. Nothing matches it because what Jesus accomplished secures freedom forever. Amen. Liberty of a soul set free. Freedom that will, it's going to take heaven to fully enjoy. That's what is accomplished through this commander, the one who died for our sins upon that cross, the one who was buried, the one who arose again the third day. And I'll tell you something, I salute all of those in our country, their memories who've fallen, and I salute those that have served, and I salute our policemen, and I salute the firemen, and I salute those that give our communities more security. But I really salute the one that died for me. I really salute the one that took my place on the cross. And we can live during our lives here. We can perhaps maybe accomplish a few things. We can pin those medals on our chests or the plaques upon our wall. But there's coming a time that we're going to be leaving this life. We're leaving those medals behind. We're leaving those accomplishments behind. But I'll tell you, when you're saved, you serve God, that'll last on forever. You've invested in a cause that will outlive this life. And that's what it's all about. In closing today, I want to say, as we finalize my message, I want to say thank God for those who died for America's freedom. Amen. We honor the fallen today. We honor those whose bodies lie, have been placed, buried in cemetery, Muslims around this world because of freedom as an American citizen. Yesterday, I was thinking about what Memorial Day is all about, and I put these words on paper. And I'll close with this. I gazed upon a gravestone on the edge of the old churchyard. The name and dates upon that stone the many years had marred. I saw it was a soldier. And in battle he was killed. He was some lady's boyfriend, in a mother's heart he'd thrilled. The years upon his gravestone prove he died while in his youth. The soldier died a hero, and our freedom is its proof. The gravesite of this hero is quite difficult to find. The markers dull from wind and rain, and toil from fleeting time. He died alone on distant shores while fighting for our land. He's buried alone in the old churchyard near where the old oak stands. Although the grave where the soldier lies is seen by very few, the grave contains the body of a hero, proud and true. And that's my reflection today on those that died for our freedom. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father in heaven, this morning, if there's someone listening that does not have the freedom of a soul set free, I pray right now, right where they are, whether at home or in this service, they'll get it settled today and have eternal life through Jesus Christ, their Lord. The one who died for them, the one who conquered death, hell, and the grave. May they today know the freedom of the soul. Father in heaven, help us all as Americans to love our country, to pray for those that rule over us. But yet at the same time, that still doesn't mean we don't hurt and pain because of poor leadership. But yet we still have to keep praying. Dear God, we're praying for a purer, cleaner government in our country because we hate to go down the tube to nothing. So Lord, I pray that you'll do a work in our country. I pray that American citizens will vote the way we all need to for the good of our country. Father in heaven, help us on this Memorial Day weekend to truly be more grateful than ever for the privileges that we have because they died for us. Now, Lord, bless this invitation. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. What's the song, Brother Mike?